Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Oh man, well y'all are making me trip out here. I feel like I'm at home watching The Apprentice. Y'all are playing a theme song, all right? Now, I watched a little bit of that show, and I got to say, it's a damn good TV program. It would have been nice, you know, if he had stuck to the principles and platforms he outlined on there. Would have been nice, but it is, of course, all about the money. And we're going to get into the reactions to Trump's vicious attack on the people of the free speech portion of the internet.
Yeah.
Free speech, anti-war portion of the internet.
A lot of people had a lot to say.
Sure. Who do you want to go to first? You want to go to Fuentes first?
Let's go to Fuentes first. I haven't actually seen what he said on this yet.
All right, we'll react to this now. Clip number two, I think.
Trump, Mr. Golden Age, America first, no new wars, mass deportations. He writes a 500-word screed putting down by name Megyn Kelly, Candace Tucker, Marjorie Greene, Alex Jones. And why? Because they don't want to go to war with Iran. That's crazy. Like, think about that sentence. How insane is that? Tucker is like a full-blown Hitler worshiper. Honestly, the blood guilt is a little extreme for me. You know, Tucker seems to be like, I don't know, he seems to be like a Marcionite. And I don't even know if he's against blood guilt, because it seems like he just hates Jews and Israel too much, even for me. Tucker's like a full-blown Hitler worshiper. Candace Owens is a full-blown anti-Semite. Even Alex Jones is criticizing Trump finally. This is where we are. Trump has brought us to a war in Iran. And now by name, he is casting all of them out of MAGA. So whereas you might have said, these people are the far right flank, they're pushing the envelope, they're leading the GOP in a more radical direction where Trump maybe cannot. Now Trump is actively fighting them and discrediting them. And conversely, he's promoting Mark Levin, promoting Laura Loomer, endorsing Lindsey Graham. It could not get more explicit. It's 2026 and Trump is saying MAGA means war with Iran, no Epstein files. MAGA means Mark Levin and Laura Loomer and Lindsey Graham are the best. And Tucker and Candace and Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones are the worst. It's just like, it's
okay,
dead.
Okay, all right, all right,
it's
all right,
dead.
All right,
MAGA all right, is, all I'll right. do it again for you. All right. MAGA
all right, little,
is
little
dead.
Of, little bit of an F we slur are there, a little bit F word. We don't want to do that. Sorry to radio and TV listeners. If that manages to sneak its way through, we hope we can dump it. Yeah, I mean, he's making your argument about, you know, the old team and the new team.
Well, I forgot. There was another Avenger, Lindsey Graham. I completely forgot.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Disney.
With my bubble wand.
And I said, can I please join the team?
Yeah, he's stalking the kids like it's big game hunting, in my opinion. in my opinion, that's his safari. He goes to Disney.
Do we have a picture of him at Disney? I gotta reminisce a little bit.
Because you're right, and that's who we've been rejected. We've been passed on in favor of this. This is straight.
This is the new team. This is new MAGA, guys.
Yeah,
get a great look at this.
Yeah, you're don't.
This is what's supporting America. This is exactly what every single person at home wished for when they said,
"Don't let him hold your water bottle. You're gonna wake up. You're gonna be hurting.
Yeah,
he's gonna do something to you.
So lost,
in my opinion. Yeah, not a good. Oh my gosh, he's got a bubble wand at Disneyland. This guy, he breaks the law. He breaks our laws by going over to these foreign countries and negotiating on behalf of the United States. Something as a senator, he's not allowed to do. Yeah. He's not allowed to actually go over to Ukraine and have Zelensky entertain him and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars reportedly at these hotels. You know, I'm hanging out with my boys. You know, that's the type of thing he's involved in. And that wouldn't be a problem if it wasn't the reason for his evil corruption and greed.
It's the Wild West now, man.
He uses his evil warmongering activities to fund his proclivities. Yeah.
Well, I want to go to the next clip, but before that, I just want to make people understand the degradation of what the presidency has become.
Oh, yes.
We used to be like I don't want to call it politically correct, but there was like
they used to have to pretend.
They used to at least have to pretend to be like, you know, upstanding, kind of like, you know, somebody who's just like saying the right things, the right words, and like not necessarily Obama, going perhaps. Around and spraying insults all over the place.
Yeah, like an Obama.
Right. And again, some of the stuff he says is funny, hilarious, but then the rest of the world is watching, right?
Sure.
I don't see any of the other world leaders going out there and making a whole circus out of our country, right? They look at that, they clock that, they remember it. And when you're in a meeting, you think they're going to be taking that person serious? The only thing that they're taking serious is the force or the use of force.
Yes, and they are taking the use of force seriously. And they're seeing that we're willing to do these just massive attacks, basically with zero provocation. And specifically, if we're in negotiations with you, that's the most dangerous time for you.
Yeah.
Like if we're talking to you about a deal, you have special forces that are planning with like a giant mock-up how to do a raid of your house and take you out of there like Maduro. Like it's crazy.
And some people are going to listen to me say that, right? It doesn't mean that like now I want like the left to come in and I want a Gavin Newsom puppet head.
Oh, you want Gavin Newsom to be president?
No. Okay. Hell no. I don't want Gavin Newsom. Just
what do you say though? What do you say to those people?
What do I say to those people? I look at Gavin Newsom and I see what he did in California. No, we don't want that just because you're a good talking head. No, you need somebody who has a little touch of everything.
Well, they say it's literally just because the women think he like looks conventionally attractive.
Oh,
Sex with him. Yep. Like that's
Oh, he's a good looking guy.
So
no, I don't want transgender stuff being pushed on me. Okay. That was one of the reasons why I was just sick of it. I'm like, it's fine. I have nothing wrong. You do what you want to do. But if you're going to try to get my little nephew or my niece to start thinking about, well, Rex, maybe you're not a boy. You know, maybe you
need hormone surgery at 8.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the thing. We want to protect children. We're against PDF file stuff. We're against child sexual surgeries and operations. And if you look at it, where else did this happen? Oh, it happened in Weimar, Germany. They were doing the same thing. Mothers and daughters would prostitute themselves on the street together. Yeah. OnlyFans, Bonnie Blue, all of it. We're going back to degeneracy. That time period and that age of degeneracy. And that always, it's the classic saying of the strong men create good times and the weak men create the hard times. We're in that period now. The boomers, sorry for the older audience, the boomers were that. So go ahead.
Yeah. No, let's go into what Laura Loomer said.
Really?
Or do you want to go back?
We have to do it. Clip number 6.
All right, let's go to clip number 6. Let's see what Laura Loomer's take was. She's part of the new Avengers squad.
Yes.
But the president has had enough of Tucker shit. And yeah, I'm just going to admit it. I send the president Tucker Carlson's clip so he can see the shit that he's Carlson to know that I'm the one who knifed him from the front.
All right,
to know. I'm not talking about physical.
All right. It's potty mouth, bad. No, can't swear on air. Man, we're really, it's the last day of the show.
Oh, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
I didn't even have to watch that video all the way through to know exactly what her standpoint was.
Sure.
She's given him like the Gawk 9000 at that point.
Well, she's like, tell Tucker, I want Tucker to know it was me. I got the knife out. I stuck the knife in Tucker's throat. Like she goes on to brag. I have seen the full clip. She goes on to brag about how she was the one, like she wants them to know, like stab him from the front and all this crazy language.
She's such a pick me girl, man. Mm. Pick me, sure, pick me, sure. Trump. Trump, pick me, pick me.
The bigger problem with it is that they think that this is some sort of game. That it's like, oh, we got over on them. Ah, Trump, Trump owned them. FAFO. Hey, are we a serious country? Like, you know, like we're paying to bomb people right now. You know, we're going further and further into debt. You know, we're spending, we're spending on the war $11,500 a second.
Yep.
Okay. So like we got really serious problems and what this represents, the reason why we're covering it so seriously, the Trump tweet and the reaction to it, this is why we're not going to have a country in 5 years. This is why we're going to have a Great Depression. This is why everything's going to be screwed up permanently because the one guy that was elected at the critical time where he could have still hopefully possibly maybe turned everything around, he took that hope and he lit it on fire.
No, you're right, because while people are paying attention to the headlines, the fights, it's all like smoke and mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really highlighting the systems that are happening behind the scenes like I've been doing on my deep dives of the way that the American people are still being crushed on a day-to-day basis.
Sure, and we're calling it out as a distraction.
Right, we're calling it out as a distraction, right? Because here's the thing. Just 24, 48 hours ago, we were talking about peace deals with Iran, and yes. Now we're talking about the strait being closed again. Each country is probably going to be doubling down.
Oh, yeah, gas, you're so
is
right.
Gas is going to keep going up. It's not. It hasn't come down. I went to the tank this morning, still at that $4 a gallon. So while we're distracted by these situations, and, you know, he can sit there, criticize your father, criticize Tucker Carlson.
No, you're right. They're bombing people right now.
Yeah, they're bombing people at every second. And guys, not every single missile that's been launched, every attack is being documented. And we're not seeing all the ripple effect. And again, that ripple effect, we're already, dude, I want off the merry-go-round.
Yeah, please make it stop.
I still haven't recovered from the Biden administration.
This is Biden.
It's like I came out of comatose. I'm like, it's like the Walking Dead. I'm like, I wake up out of the hospital and I'm now
everybody's gone. Everyone's gone. Yeah. Like that is what it feels like. And it's so crazy to sit here and it's like a horror movie that was specifically designed for us, right?
Yeah,
it's like they made a monster out of everything that we ever like thought was great.
Yes,
it's really brutal. But we are covering it in the respect that it is all a distraction, right?
Right.
And the only people this benefits are the people that are doing these heinous crimes right now that are in our government.
Yeah,
because they get to, hey, we were all talking about Lebanon yesterday until this broke, and then we're not talking about Lebanon anymore. We were all talking about, you know, Pakistan and the peace summit and the discrepancy between what Trump said and they said. We're not talking about that anymore. We're talking about this. And this is very important for this reason. It's not important because Trump is like, oh, he's the czar of what matters and what means things. Trump is actually relevant to this. I want to see, and I'm calling for this right now, clip this, share this everywhere. I am calling for a Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones panel show. We have
legendary.
To do it. 100 million views. It would completely break and dominate the internet. It needs to be done. These are free speech, anti-war people that may disagree on certain things, but can come together and say, we deserve an American domestic and foreign policy that actually serves and benefits the will and the yep. desires of the American people. Yep. That's what we voted for. It was very clear what we voted for. There were hour-long montages of Trump's campaign and Trump talking, and the things Trump said were great. And that's why we voted for him, because he said I'd end the war on day one.
Yep.
He said no more neocon wars in the Middle East. He said he wouldn't do any of the things he's doing right now. And the people that have been ideologically consistent, at least on that, on being anti-war and being pro-free speech, they need to come out now and take a stand against this, because it's not just Trump coming after them for being anti-war. It is Trump coming after them at the behest of the dinosaur media, the Mockingbird media, the Mark Levin types, the Sean Hannity types, the Ben Shapiro types, who see Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones as a threat that they can't compete with in the marketplace of ideas. So what they are going to try to do through Trump is censor, suppress us, call us like everything they say, every accusation is a confession. They're going to accuse us of being foreign agents. They're going to accuse us of being leftists, of being liberals. They are the real enemy.
Well, and just think critically about this. You think, you know, Mark Levin, Laura Loomer, Lindsey Graham.
Lady Graham.
You think they're all going to be holding these positions if it was like, you know, Obama or Biden in there?
Well, no.
There's no way.
See if we can find it while we talk about this. We'll stay on this topic for a little while.
There's no possible way they would support these things.
See if you can find the Cat Turd and Gunther Eagleman montages of the no more new wars, yeah. no foreign
well,
wars.
Well, I forgot to add somebody to this list.
Who'd you forget?
Bongino.
But I threw it in there. Let's go ahead.
Let's read Bongino, because Bongino's also part of the Avengers team.
Sure.
I don't like people that throw popcorn in the arena. Even though now I do media, I'm a popcorn thrower myself now.
And it's just so insane.
Always looks like he got a flashbang hit with
him. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, let's go ahead and pull up Bongino's tweet here.
I'm Dan Bongino. I'm a tough guy. I was in the Secret Service and the podcast. And, I saw the devil in Washington, D.C., and now I do the podcast again. I'm not the deputy director no more, but I'm the main man. I'm the tough guy. I'm Dan Bongino.
And it's crazy, because didn't he come out of this place?
Yeah.
This is like one of his inflection points.
No. When I was 10 years old in 2012, I was watching Bongino on this network. When I was like 16, 17 years old, when I'm sitting in the IT room at InfoWars over there on the production side, I'm watching Dan Bongino host the fourth hour. And I've seen the file. He killed himself.
He activated.
Like that's the metamorphosis, man.
They hit the button and he activated.
Yeah, seriously, dude. And it's so crazy because like all these things we talk about are very simple. All they had to do was release the files. All they had to do was not go to war. All they had to do was make things more affordable for Americans. All they had to do was basically nothing. They've taken all the most insane, crazy, extreme positions.
I support Trump.
I support President Trump. Like it's just, and I do Northern and Southerner accents to make fun of people. Okay, so I'm not picking on anybody when I do my voice. All right, it's not my fault.
No, this is reference to the one caller that came in.
Yeah,
I mean that there.
My collar's blue, my neck is red.
Yeah, there's a one caller in that came in and it sounded like that. That's the reference. But
the link in the rundown for Bongino is wrong. Will you see if you can find it on Twitter? It should be relatively easy to find. You can just find the portion of the screen that's more red because that's his face.
No, it's fine. While we wait for that, let's go ahead and play the other response of your father.
Yeah, we'll play clip four.
It's literally the same talking points that we've heard 10,000 times before. I hope Alex is coming on. I was about to say.
I'm going
to
go shoot a report, but I'm just wondering if Trump's been held hostage or something. So listen, I'm not mad about this. He's mad that he's wrong. And he's mad he got set up by Israel. And he once a man, twice a child. This is dementia. And so, you know, it doesn't matter. We're going to keep intervening. He knows he was wrong about Iran. He's throwing a fit. And it's okay. We're going to continue to be adults and just respond to this.
Yeah.
He needs some zeal lights.
Yes, he does. That's a high IQ response right there.
Somebody get Donald Trump some methylene blue immediately. Oh my God.
Profile.
Yeah, I mean, look, you look at that. I mean, I think your dad's holding a lot back and he's just trying to take the high ground. But like, it's like, how can you, man? Like after supporting him for so long,
it's what he's always said to me. That's the real main guidance he gave me is just like the people are going to try to get you down the dirt. Just take the high road, do the thing that makes you like you have to suppress your anger a little bit. And it's not what you want to do. And that may sound crazy. He's like, oh, Alex is a really emotional guy. And 100% he is. There's no denying that. And I can tell you that's the absolute truth. But the same time, my dad is not a rabid dog. And what you see with these people is they're rabid dogs. I mean, look at blown out Bongino. Look at how bad he looks. He looks like a tweaker, man. Let's go ahead. And I know I look a bit chopped, but this is a different entire vibe. This is a different thing. Y'all come back to the main shot with me.
Much better looking. I tell you that.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Tim. Very kind. I hope so. I hope I'm at least a little bit better looking than Bongino. Let's play the Bongino clip. Okay, they got to pull it in really quick. But the thing about him, he does this whole campaign. We were talking about that, about me watching him on the network when I'm a kid and whatnot and seeing him growing up and be like, oh, he's one of those people like a RFK, like a Tulsi Gabbard. And we're like, oh, once they get in, they're going to be able to do great things. And you have to ask yourself, is it a matter of being out of your depth? Is it a matter of being compromised or co-opted? Or is it a matter of just being like they just tell you they're going to kill you unless you do everything they're going to?
Well, I think the biggest component there, is it's no longer on merit. It's who you like. It's who the guy that comes in.
Yeah, yeah.
It's who you know. It's about who's going to be the yes man, who's going to sit there.
Absolutely.
And praise the dear leader, right? Yeah. So that's really what it comes down to. So to your point about RFK.
Sure.
I'm still eating chemicals every single day. I'm like, what changed?
And we voted against that.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, of course, like, I think he's also not the one to completely blame. I'm sure he's dealing with a lot of stuff behind the scenes, too, with the lobbies.
I understand that. But here's the thing. The principal thing to do is to resign. RFK Jr. won a $270 million lawsuit against Monsanto for Roundup, for glyphosate. He proved it caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and that it was carcinogenic in that context. Spoiler alert, if something's carcinogenic and destroys DNA in one concept and is proven to cause one type of cancer, it causes all of the types of cancers. Okay, that's my speculation. I'm not a scientist, but here's the thing. They'll come at you with this excuse. They'll say, oh, it's only used to dry 3% of wheat, but it's also a matter of national security, and we absolutely must have it, and there's no way you can take it away. That's what RFK said. He says, it's a matter of national security. It's not actually used on 3% of the fields. It's used on a third of them, if you include weed control. So it's everywhere. We've used hundreds of millions of pounds more than when we started. We used 280 million pounds of it last year. And this stuff is an analog of the amino acid glycine. It is almost identical to a thing that you need to make all the collagen in your body. And it's in all of your food. Isn't that fun? And yeah, the guy that proved that it was bad, he's the guy saying, we have to have it now. Because apparently, do we need 50 flavors of chips at the gas station? Can we take six-month break for that?
Sure, we do. We need the hot Cheeto, lemon pepper.
Yeah, the blue Takis. That's healthy.
So, I mean,
it's a food group.
I just think about it. Other countries have figured this stuff out. Why can't we just mirror or model some of the other stuff that's been banned in other countries? You go to Europe, guys. Bread is fantastic.
Right.
Fantastic, freshly baked, you know, like exactly the ingredients. It's like water, flour,
yeast,
like just super simple stuff. Okay. And then they take the old stuff and they give you fresh bread every single day. Here, no, your bread's going to last for like a year.
Yes.
It's like, come on.
It's made out of some sort of like industrial chemical. You know, it's like Subway, they couldn't even call their bread because it had too much sugar in it. Like,
and
that's the thing,
and I think it was like something plastic.
Our chicken is like chlorine bathed. Like, yeah, it gets a chlorine bath, and that makes it illegal to sell in like basically every other country. And like Lutnick, the commerce secretary, was like coping about this, and he's like, they don't even want our beef because our beef is beautiful and it would outcompete theirs. And it's like, no, actually, people aren't interested in United States like soybean and corn feed because they know how bad it is.
Here's what I think goes on inside of the corporations.
Sure.
They go in, they're like, all right, we're going to formulate this food. Let's find all the worst things possible that could kill people.
200 of them.
And 200 of them. Ooh, this is used for like glass cleaner. Delicious. Let's put it in there.
Pesticide, we got to try that as well. Nice little pesticide there. Right. Round out the kid's brain.
But yeah, I mean, the whole point that we're making here, guys, is just like, it's you come in, you expect something. Yep. You're supposed to be there for a reason and a mission. If you can't do the job, get out, just like Bongino.
Yeah, well, it's the bait and switch. Like, that's what it is. It's promising you one thing and then giving you another and then saying, because I gave you something, period, you must be grateful. And, like, that's not what we're doing here. This isn't like Trump isn't like our long-term fishing buddy,
no,
right, who, like, owes us a lure, right? That's not what this relationship is. Trump is our employee. Okay, and you got to get in this mindset, because I know the star power, a lot of people worship these politicians and whatever. These politicians are complete bozos.
Yep.
All right, seriously, like the manager of a PetSmart is much more capable than your typical congressperson or senator. They're just empty suits that are bought in and know how to kind of grift off the system.
Yeah, and you can call us, this is a CNN operation. What happened?
It's CNN or InfoWar.
Yeah, so it's like you – anybody can be critical.
Sure.
But again, we're going to call out wrong is wrong, right is right. I don't care. I don't care what political affiliation that you have. And that's why the deep dive, we're coming up here on the deep dive. The deep dive for today, I need every single person to pay close attention to what I have to present today. It's going to be on misinformation. It's going to be on the things. You're going to learn about bot farms. You're going to learn about the ecosystems. You're going to learn that you might not actually be arguing with a real person. When you're going back and forth online, there's a lot of hidden systems and there's a lot of narratives, and I'm going to shock you. I'm going to challenge every single belief because I like to do that to myself. Yes. And I think everybody should be challenging themselves.
That's awesome. Really good speed and energy from you today. I think we've both gotten a lot better just doing this show and having the opportunity to present things to the audience. Really love the deep dive for that reason. And it's what you need to know. So if you want to be here for the hardest hitting facts and information that are going to make you like reconsider past events and think about things in the future differently, we got the deep dive coming up. Of course, it's going to be on misinformation. And to find more of these, we've done at this point almost hundreds of them, dozens and dozens of them. Go to the Gray Area Talks YouTube. All right, or our X page, and go ahead, subscribe, give us a follow, and watch all the phenomenal deep dives we've done together, the ones that Tim has done primarily on that channel as well. Thank you. We're going to be right back after this break. Last ever episode of The American Journal. Rex Jones, Tim Tompkins, closing it out. Thank you very much.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.